If you entered the workhouse as a family, you would be separated from your children and spouse and only be allowed to meet up for an hour on a Sunday. This upheld the Victorian principles of the undeserving poor, that is, the idle, work-shy or drunkards. Removing their children from the undeserving poor adults hopefully prevented the youngsters from being influenced by them. It was also, of course, a great discouragement from entering the workhouse in the first place. Although the school's strict regime was very different from today's environment, some things never change. They still had a version of Ofsted. In 1856, we have the record of a school inspector who visited schools in this area. In Knaresborough, he found that the children were very ignorant and particularly deficient in arithmetic. And in Pateley Bridge, they were deplorably ignorant. However, in Ripon's workhouse school, he found a schoolmistress who conducted a class well, and the children appeared intelligent and lively.